Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The chairman of the U.S. House of Representatives Foreign Affairs Committee announced he signed a subpoena to be delivered to Secretary of State Anthony Blinken for documents related to the deadly August 2021 U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. Michael McCall has launched an investigation into the withdrawal from Afghanistan under President Biden's watch. New Jersey Congressman Josh Guidheimer is demanding change as the U.S. Postal Service reports a major spike in identity fraud.
The Postal Service reported a 167% increase in the number of fraudulent address changes between 2020 and 2021.
The report said cases of change of address fraud and attempted identity theft jumped from nearly 9,000 cases in 2020 to more than 23,000 cases of fraud in 2021.
Gottheimer says a criminal typically changes the victim's address with the Postal Service and redirects their mail to a different location, leading to identity theft. I'm Skip Kelly.
A Senate staffer was stabbed in Washington, D.C. over the weekend, according to Senator Rand Paul. Paul thanked the first responders, hospital staff, and police for their diligent actions. 42-year-old Glenn Neal was arrested and charged with assault with the intent to kill in connection to the attack. Federal Bureau of Prison records show that Neal, after 12 years in prison, was released from incarceration on Friday, the day before the stabbing. A train belonging to Canadian Pacific, consisting of 70 cars transporting hazardous materials, derailed late Sunday night in North Dakota, approximately 1 mile southeast of Windmere in Richland County. That's southwest of Fargo. According to the report, 31 of the 70 cars derailed, and some were found to be leaking petroleum used in production of asphalt. No injuries have been reported. Officials say the cold weather solidified the leaked material, which transformed it into a gel. Thanks for listening, my friend. This is USA News.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is a need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. Folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
A study published this week found a connection between having strong friendships and better physical health outcomes.
Positive social interactions were found to decrease blood pressure and heart rate and increase a person's ability to cope with stress. Negative interactions, however, had an even stronger adverse effect on the body. The study's author said it's these ups and downs that can have the strongest impact. One researcher stressed the importance of scheduling time with friends and providing mutual support in times of trouble. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Just minutes before the start of their trial, two men instead decided to plead guilty in connection with the cheating scandal during a fishing tournament in Cleveland, Ohio last year. 43-year-old Jacob Runyon and 36-year-old Chase Kaminsky each admitted to charges of cheating. Cuyahoga County Prosecutor Michael O'Malley.
So it was critical that we accounted for both the attempted theft of the $30,000 as well as getting their fishing license suspended, along with the forfeiture of that fishing boat.
Flags will be at half staff this week to honor the victims in the Nashville, Tennessee school shooting yesterday.
President Biden has ordered U.S. flags at the White House and all other federal buildings to be flown at half staff to honor the victims of Monday's school shooting in Nashville, Tennessee. It's in effect through Friday at sunset. Three kids and three adults were killed when the shooter opened fire at the Covenant Presbyterian School. I'm Skip Kelly.
Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, well, America woke up and found out more details of what happened in Nashville. With us right now to talk about this, and including Vladimir Putin's nuclear itch, remembering the Sparrow Lady, and more, is Dr. Paul Kengor. He's the Senior Director and Chief Academic Fellow for the Institute for Faith and Freedom and Professor of Political Science at Grove City College in Grove City, Pennsylvania. Paul, good morning. Good to have you with us.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, Bill.
Well, it was a tough morning to wake up to and get more of the results. Of course, it was tough going to sleep last night after, yeah, you know, getting the news of what happened at Nashville School. You know, three young kids. One happened to be a 9-year-old daughter of the pastor himself. I mean, this is just a real sad story. And unfortunately, we have a commander-in-chief, a leader in the White House, that doesn't know how to handle these situations, and came out joking about ice cream. I'll tell you, Paul, anymore, I just am so exasperated, and I'm irritated, you know, with the 80 million people that elected this man into office.
Yeah, and I think the worst part about it, too, is the double standard. I mean, you know, if Donald Trump had a reaction like that, that would be the main news story this morning. Everybody would be talking about it. It would be up at CNN.com. You know, the media, the liberal media, the mainstream media, same thing, would be making a really big deal about it. But instead, this is probably going to be known mainly by maybe some Fox News watchers, a few others, maybe in the immediate 24 hours after Biden did what he did and laughed about the way that he did, such a cavalier attitude about everything. And then that'll be it. And it won't go down in infamy as something like, you know, George Bush at 9/11, when poor George Bush was just in there in a Florida classroom reading to students, and someone came up and whispered in his ear, and he got a kind of a deer in the headlights look, like, gee, you know, what do I do here? What does this even mean? And it becomes, you know, a subject of like a Michael Moore documentary.
Right, exactly.
absolutely unbelievable. Yeah.
But Paul, it's one thing, you know, to hear somebody say something, but to bring conjecture, which is what they did with President Bush, any one of us, anybody in that situation, I mean, it's a shocking moment. And somehow these brilliant geniuses are able to read a president's mind, you know, suddenly his world is going to be turned on its head. I mean, there's probably so much that comes at you at that moment. And these people want to offer conjecture. But when you have a president who comes out and talks about ice cream and then immediately wants to talk about, you know, gun control, it's like, wait a minute, you know, you know, his timing it constantly is off, and it's just so frustrating anymore. And why the media, I mean, they almost need to put a blackout on him. And,
well, and
just,
you know, too, the I'll never forget when I first heard about a plane hitting the World Trade Center towers. Mm-hmm. I didn't run to the TV. I thought I had this image, Bill, of like a small, you know, one pilot plane.
Yes.
You know, like mm-hmm. off course or. I didn't think of a giant Boeing passenger plane across the continent, going across all of America, you know, mm-hmm. being deliberately crashed into the building by terrorists. And then when I found out that there was a second one, that's when I went to the TV, right? That's mm-hmm. when I knew that something had to be up. And in fact, I had said Osama bin Laden at that point, because I knew all about Osama bin Laden and the attack on the World Trade Center buildings in 1993.
Exactly.
But there's no grace extended to George W. Bush at that moment. He just mm-hmm. jumped all over him. And you know, what Biden did yesterday, I mean, that ought to be considered far more worse by people on the left. But instead, I bet that most people on the left today are probably focusing on any conservative that's pointing out that the shooter was transgendered.
Right.
That's where the wrath and the fury of the left will go today. In fact, let me tell you my reaction to that. When I heard that the shooter was a woman, I mm-hmm. said, come on, the shooter's not a woman.
Right.
Women don't do that. Right?
Exactly.
I mean, women don't go into places with mm-hmm. ARs and shoot up. Women don't do that. So mm-hmm. I found that immediately curious, and I thought, it's not, you know, something's not right here. Mm-hmm. And then I went to a few different websites, you know, CNN, a few others, and then Fox had it up first, and it said that the shooter is a biological male.
Yes.
Who identifies as a female. And I thought, okay, all right, here we go. And,
yes.
And I think this happened before, didn't it? I think there was another case, I don't know about a mass shooter, but another murder committed by a transgender biological male who identifies as a female. And I saw it here again of feminists, right?
Mm-hmm.
And radical feminists who were always pointing out to us, Bill, that, you know, men are the ones that commit violence. They commit yeah. violence because of their penises, right?
Yes.
And I thought, well, you know, here, hey, feminists, how do you like this? Now there are women mass shooters.
Right.
All right. But, how do you like that? Which has just got to have a, you know, smoke coming out of their ears because mm-hmm. they're thinking to themselves, well, actually, these are not women mass shooters. These are still men, but they're mm-hmm. being identified in public as women. You know, this smear of women as men, but you know, this is what happens when you start confusing everything, including the genders, and you, mm-hmm. you don't even know, you gotta double check with sporting events sometimes to find out if the woman who won the swimming competition or
exactly.
the bicycling competition is actually mm-hmm. a biological woman.
Right.
And you can't even ask. And you go to, and almost any website that you go to, you got to dig deep to try to find out, because if somebody like Fox or whoever points out that it's a biological male, the article will get censored by mm-hmm. social media, by Google, and you won't be able to read it.
Right. So, or anymore. It's way down at the bottom of the story, and
right.
It's slightly measured. You know, your response, and I was with you on that, that a woman, you know, and because you and I are traditionalists, we think of women as being protectors of life. But lest we forget, women have been very invested and involved in the murder of over 63 million babies since Roe v. Wade. So, you know, that sensitivity and that, you know, that part of a woman's character has been affected by the breakdown in morality of our society. And this is what frustrates me sometimes, and especially when the left wants to immediately talk about gun control. You know, when morality is out of control, you get this kind of lawlessness and chaos and things that are non-traditional. That, you know, I guess you and I are just, we're Renaissance men, or we're just so old school that look at women in a different way. We look at them as being, you know, tender-hearted and ones to be protected, not ones to be,
right,
you know,
evil.
I guess so, Paul. I mean, you know, and the thing is that some people hearing this conversation, you know, the hair on the back of their neck is rankling because they just can't believe, you know, that we would have this kind of expression. And I believe, you know, righteous concern, you know, for the sexes. Not to mention life in itself, but right. We've got to go to break. We hear the music in the background. Dr. Paul Kengor is with us. This conversation will continue. Stay with us. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
After the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. He's Dr. Paul Kengor, professor of political science at Grove City College in Grove City, Pennsylvania. Paul, I want to pick up where we left off on this shooting in Nashville. You had mentioned that, and maybe I got confused and misheard, so maybe you can clarify, but when I'm looking and reading about this woman, she's identified as a woman, trans, and I can appreciate how it gets confusing because you don't know what the identification is. Is she a woman identifying as a man or up, you know, it can get a bit confusing, and I guess that's for, you know, some additional talk radio to break down, and, you know, certainly the trans community and those that were trying to, you know, would want to justify somehow, you know, this kind of violence.
Yeah, well, it's hard to figure it out. Now, I think the shooter's name is it Audrey?
Audrey, yes, Audrey.
Yeah, yeah. So I assume that is now the name, the female identified name of the person, right? And but I think that Audrey was originally a biological male. Now, I could be wrong about this, and this further illustrates the absurdity of all of it. And also that when you read the articles, you can't get a straight, clear answer on this from the article itself, because everyone in the media, first of all, if it's a liberal website, they're completely wacky. You don't even know what to do with them. But you think somebody like Fox or a conservative website or Breitbart or whoever, they got to be so delicate with the way that they explain it. And I'm the editor of the American Spectator. When we quote unquote misgender somebody
in one
of our articles, Google or Twitter or whoever, some anonymous, faceless, you know, millennial twit shuts it down, and people don't get access to it, and it can't be circulated. So if we put, and I just submitted an article yesterday to another publication, and it's dealing with another transgender person. It's Riley Gaines, who is she's not transgender, but she's the female swimmer. Who's speaking out against Leah Thomas, who's a transgender, who's a biological male who identifies as a female, who's been beating girls and swimming. And I put in parentheses that in this article, Bill, that Thomas, I said to clarify, is a biological male who identifies as a female. That mere parenthetical explanation will probably get the article rejected. that will be cited as insensitivity, as misgendering somebody, when I'm just trying to explain to readers the facts of the situation so they'll have clarity and understand it. So writers going through this process right now with this shooter in Nashville run the risk of the article being shut down because of the ideology that we're dealing with here.
Exactly.
It is so absurd. The whole thing is completely nuts.
Well, it's the same thing we went through with people, you know, people of color, right? You know, they wouldn't tell you it was somebody who was black that killed somebody else that was black. It was just, you know, they left it open. And I mean, it got so ridiculous that even in South Florida, when you had the incident with Trayvon Martin, it was a white Hispanic that killed Trayvon Martin. And, you know, I had to call my mother and I go, what's a white Hispanic? I don't understand this. She laughed.
Well, and when I was driving home last night and I turned on the radio and I heard the press conference with the sheriff in Nashville who was talking about it. And was talking about this female mass shooter, and again, I thought to myself, "Wow, a woman did this?
Yeah.
A woman went in and shot this place up?" And then when I searched online, I read that it was a biological male who identifies as a female. I thought, okay, all right, well that makes more sense because I don't know if female mass shooters, or at least a biological female mass shooters.
They were reporting yesterday, though, there have been several historically, you know, not a rash of them. You know, I agree. I think it was like less than 10% that have, you know, that were women. Of course, this was back in the days when we could say one was a woman, was a man. I mean, today it's like you're questioning yourself and you're saying, look, I want to be respectful. We're just trying to understand this. And right.
Yeah, exactly.
But I guess we're not supposed to ask questions.
No, you're not supposed to ask questions. You know, this is the new world of complete insanity that we live in. And you were saying in the last segment about women and abortion, women aborting over 60 million unborn children in America. And I second that, and I will add, that's why one of the reasons I've always said, and I know you have too, Bill, that there's something just so uniquely diabolical about abortion. Because women are the protectors. You know, they're the ones that carry babies in the womb, right? Mm-hmm. No, they're the ones that are aglow in their pregnancy. And they're the nurturers.
Right.
And so of all things, right, to have, you know, women, you know, choosing through their quote unquote, choice to end the life of the child in their womb, there is something so upside down. Counter nature in that it's just another reason why abortion is just this uniquely horrific thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I agree with you on that.
Well, and the thing is, again, here you've got the left being led by our president saying that, we've got to enact tougher gun laws. But all the scientists, you know, and people have done research. Dr. John Lott, who's coming on later on, has done extensive research on this. There's no law, any law that's being proposed that would have stopped this. Because what we're dealing with here is the source, is the individual itself. When society, when you have such a breakdown, a dramatic breakdown in morality as this society has been undergoing right now, there's not enough laws. You know, because it's absolute chaos and lawlessness that is, entering the streets of America all over. So
that's right.
You know, so what are you going to do? You're gonna drop your guns. God fearing people who want to protect themselves and their family, they're going to be told, no, you got to turn your gun. You're not going to be able to protect yourself. But yet the politicians are going to have plenty of guns around them, right?
And I'll say this on the air. I have a concealed carry permit for a handgun here in the state of Pennsylvania. And one of the reasons that I got it probably almost 10 years ago was during these episodes of mass shootings. And I thought if I'm somewhere and something like this happens in public, I want to be able to stop it.
Right.
I've had guns since I was 12 years old, Western Pennsylvania hunting family. And,
right.
I want to be able to stop something like this. And one of the things that did it, I was at a swim meet with one of my kids and it was the day after a mass shooting somewhere. And I looked around the room and I saw all these people and I thought, you know, if someone brought in an AR or whatever into this room right now, it'd be like shooting ducks in a pond.
Exactly.
With the kids in the water.
Yeah.
And how would you stop it? All I would be able to do at that point would be run for an exit or hide under a bleacher.
Mm-hmm.
And why should that be when I have the capability to stop the person?
Exactly.
I recently drove all the way to Florida for spring break. And because I had to go through the state of Maryland and through D.C., I couldn't bring my gun with me. Because I would have gotten thrown in jail. So I had to leave my gun at home as I went down through Southern Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, into Florida. So if there had been an incident like that along the way, I would have been running for the exit or hiding under the bleachers and would not have been able to stop something like that.
Well,
so you outlaw guns and only outlaws will have guns.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what happens. Paul, we didn't get a chance to talk about the article that you wrote about Putin's nuclear itch. Tell everybody, we got 30 seconds, how they can, view this article. You know, the more he loses, the stronger it becomes, right? This itch.
Yeah, go to the website of the American Spectator, that's spectator.org, and I have a weekly column there. So go and check out my columns and sign up for them for free.
There it is, just like that. He is the professor of political science at Grove City College in Grove City, Pennsylvania, Dr. Paul Kengor. Thank you, Paul.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
USA News Update. The chairman of the U.S. House of Representatives Foreign Affairs Committee announced he signed a subpoena to be delivered to Secretary of State Anthony Blinken for documents related to the deadly August 2021 U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. Michael McCaul has launched an investigation into the withdrawal from Afghanistan under President Biden's watch. A Senate staffer was stabbed in Washington, D.C. over the weekend, according to Senator Rand Paul. Paul thanked the first responders, hospital staff, and police for their diligent actions. 42-year-old Glenn Neal was arrested and charged with assault with the intent to kill in connection to the attack. Federal Bureau of Prison records show that Neal, after 12 years in prison, was released from incarceration on Friday, the day before the stabbing. Football last night, the XFL had the D.C. Defenders defeat the Houston Roughnecks 37-26. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Martinez here with you, and my good friend Jeff Kemp, man of God, is going to be joining us here in just a second because we need his insight. Our hearts are heavy with the report of seven people now no longer on this earth, three kids, as a result of what happened in Nashville yesterday. And Jeff Kemp is with us. Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
Hi, Bill.
It's with heavy hearts that we talked this morning. Yes, please, go ahead.
A second before we talk about this. God, this world's broken. We humans have said, no, thanks, we'll do it our own way. And ever since that time, we all have that root of evil in us, and the only solution is Jesus. And we need him personally. We need him in Nashville. We need him for every one of those families that have lost their loved one and those traumatized by it. We need it for wisdom on how to speak and what to do and how to see things your way and to live for the eternal kingdom while doing our very best to make this earth the better, more peaceful place that you had intended it to be, and you will one day make it through Christ. Give Bill, give me wisdom in Jesus' name. Amen.
May your kingdom come, Lord. Jeff, this is what we would identify as a spiritual blitz. I mean, when this happened, you have to look at it, being men of God in a spiritual context as opposed to a physical context. Yes, the physical is real, but what we understand is things happen in the spiritual before they're manifest in the physical. So this is how off target we are right now as a people. As you say, we are broken, and the solution to this is not gun control. It's not anything that man can come up with. It's only that which God can control, right?
Yeah, it's a hard day to discuss solutions. Right afterwards, my son works within half a mile of that church. I've been to that church. Our family knows, has listened to a sermon from that pastor before, and have friends who go to that church and that school. There are other preschools and kindergartens and elementary schools in that area. Our family has kids in one of those. So it was a traumatic day for every parent in Nashville, and parents around the country are thinking, I can't control that. I don't want that to happen. I hope it doesn't happen at my kid's school.
Right.
So, I mean, personally, we start by saying, evil happens. The enemy is the enemy of God, Satan. He gets a grip on people that do deranged things, in their mental illness, their anger, their frustration, their hurt, their craziness, their confusion. And the enemy gets a hold of people like that, even whether they know it or not. And right now we just need to pray for these families, pray for the community, pray for wise response. And as you say, spiritually, when people lose our lives, it should remind us, A, for compassion with them and not give them some quick, trite answer like, well, you know, God takes children to heaven, or at least they have faith, or, you know, if it's a church community, they'll wrap around their arms around each other. And those are true, but there's a time to lament and mourn when tragedy happens and physical life is lost and parents are snatched from their kids and kids snatched from their parents. But on the macro, yes, we need to be reminded that we were made as souls who have a body temporarily. And our souls need the relationship with God and the focus on the kingdom that you keep speaking of. May the kingdom come. And it has come. Jesus is here.
Yes.
He has brought amazing healing peace into your heart, into my heart, into millions of lives. But true revival that takes over every aspect of our life and stops us from fear and worry over, you know, politics or economics or health issues or shootings, that type of peace is the peace Jesus brought. And his followers faced horrific things with a peace and a joy and a looking to heaven on their face, like Stephen as he was stoned.
Okay. You know, Jeff, when things like this happen, it should remind us to reprioritize, to really consider the priority of life. What's most important here? And when you really do a deep dive into it, you realize the connection with Almighty God, as you say, and with Jesus, our Lord and Savior. And in your context, as we would say, because you've been known to talk about a blitz, this is a spiritual blitz. And there's a lot to be drawn from this, because the one thing I think the immediate knee-jerk reaction is when this occurs is people want to know why. Why and what can we do? And this should take us back to first principles, that we need to reconnect with God and look for God's solutions. You know, as you say, we can pray. Well, we need to first understand, as you also stated, you know, evil is abounding right now. And I believe that as evil is realizing that its time is drawing nigh, it's going to intensify all the more. The Bible warns us. I mean, we're told in advance what's going to happen. So as it intensifies, we must respond accordingly and intensify our spiritual habits and spiritual behavior. And this is why I've always encouraged people to understand and to become proficient in the use of the weapons of our warfare that God has given us. Right?
Yes, I mean, you coming back to the blitz it's a crisis. A blitz in football is a crisis. It's dangerous, but there's another thing in the middle of danger. It's opportunity.
Yes.
In sports, you know, you can turn that opportunity to something good. If a physical injury isn't that big a problem, you're aiming at points. The loss of a life, the mayhem caused, is a huge problem. But the opportunity for me personally is I need to remember there's a spiritual battle going on, and I need to live my life spiritually. I need to be tapped into God and let His Holy Spirit be in control of me. The Bible says don't get controlled by alcohol and be drunk with wine. Mm-hmm. Be drunk and controlled by the Holy Spirit. That's God's power in you. Jesus sent His Spirit to us when He went back to heaven. And the way we have that Spirit is A, by surrendering belief and trust to Jesus, and B, stay frequently in touch with your sin and your need for God. And your sin's forgiven. It's just like remembering, though, Lord, forgive me for that. Lord, forgive me for that. Lord, help me not fall into that temptation. Lord, help me not judge them. Lord, help me not be so angry. Oh, I don't want to fall to that. Forgive me for that. Cleanse me of that. I need your help. Please. That humility is what brings the Holy Spirit. So humility is the opportunity in the midst of a spiritual blitz like this.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, humility may give you God's Spirit and His power and His courage. We don't know, but there were two policemen that ran into that building within 14 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
They ended the assault that could have killed many more lives.
Exactly.
And they protected everyone by doing their job, and they took down, and it ended up killing the shooter. That was in 14 minutes. You know, there's been a lot of criticism of police then for not having everything perfect.
Yeah, but they learned from other blitzes, though, Jeff, and other blitzes at other schools. They learned. What you do is you go to where the fire is, where the shooting is taking place. Before, they would have gone and cleared one classroom at a time and given the shooter more time. These officers had been trained in such a way to know that they first needed to confront the shooter and not worry about any other level. And I believe that blitz experience from before taught them, and they responded wisely, and the community is blessed to have these officers there at that appointed time to save so many more lives.
You're right about learning lessons, and we're thankful for those policemen that did, and we personally all want to learn lessons, which is why you had this discussion. How do we stay humble? How do we stay focused on the spiritual, not just the physical? And Lord, please comfort those families.
Amen.
Please intervene in that woman's family and
those
of all those that are victims too.
Got to leave it there. Thank you, Jeff.
In the air. And now's the time to spring forward with a delicious breakfast from Burger King. An all-natural Simply Orange Juice. Begin your day with a sausage, egg, and cheese quiz sandwich with sizzling sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted American cheese on a toasted croissant, or a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit on a warm buttermilk biscuit. And make it a meal. All Burger King breakfast sandwiches go great with crispy hash browns and pair perfectly with a Simply Orange Juice with no added sugar, never sweetened, never concentrated, and never frozen. Simply Orange goes perfectly with breakfast at Burger King and is rich in vitamin C. And now through March 31st on the BK app, Royal Perks members get a free single core sandwich with any Simply Orange Juice purchase. Use code BREAKFAST to redeem. Get a jump on spring with breakfast at Burger King. Because you rule. At participating U.S. Burger King restaurants, Royal Perks account required. Restrictions apply. See offer terms for details. Not valid on delivery orders. Sponsored by Coca-Cola.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Do you have heart failure and often hear, Those stomach issues ruined your birthday.
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa.
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist. Ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. And also you can check out Sam's Corner. Samantha Mao, the Good News Girl, will be up in just a second. And you can check out Sam's Corner and be up to date and maybe even revisit these viral videos that we talk about every week. This first one is incredible. It's fascinating. You've got an Amazon delivery driver. This video has gone viral. He's dropping off a package during a police standoff in North Carolina. Are you ready for this? I mean, this is unbelievable. I mean, it's like, wait a minute here. I wonder if the Amazon delivery driver went back to the office and said, hey, do I get combat pay here? I delivered the package, you know, the whole deal. This is amazing. You can hear Sam laughing in the background. This is amazing. You know, this driver really took his job to, you know, seriously. He wasn't about to let some police standoff get in the way, right?
That's right. So if you see the video, if you see the picture, there's over half a dozen police cars there. And you just see this delivery driver calmly walking up with a small box.
Yeah. Excuse me, got a package to deliver here.
Yeah, excuse me, job's got to get done. And I know that you know, Amazon's serious about getting the package delivered. But this guy definitely put his, he definitely put his best foot forward, and I just thought it was so hilarious. I kept seeing it everywhere, and everybody's just like, this could be a commercial for Amazon, to be honest. Like, no matter what, we will make sure we get it to you.
Yeah, exactly. What's a wonder they didn't arrest him?
I know. You know? He ended up handing it to a police officer. I think he even took a picture when he's walking away. you know, they have to take a picture sometimes.
Well, that's right, huh? That's right, for proof of delivery, and there it is in the police officer's hands. Oh my God!
What, I think that has to be one of the funniest proof of delivery pictures that has been out there. I'd love to see.
Oh, without a doubt, you know, and that's the thing, because you're exactly right. You could look at a mosaic of these different pictures that these drivers have to take in order to demonstrate proof of delivery, right? That's going to be a hard one to top. I would agree. Now, this next story, you've got a teen heroes. So more than one, they rush into rough surf and they save an 11-year-old girl from drowning. What happened here?
That's right. So Bella Bradley and Elise Partridge were actually recently awarded. This originally took place in 2021. And they were sitting on the beach, you know, this is in January, so for them it's summertime because they're down in Australia. And it's about 8 o'clock at night, so it's starting to get dark, and this woman runs up to their group and she's like, please help, my daughters are drowning and I don't know how to swim. And so, of course, this is just like a panic situation. They're drowning. The waves are overcoming them. Both the girls are 11 years old and it's getting dark. And so, the girls' names are Chloe and Violet. And Bella and Elise just jump in. They have the lid to their cooler, and they use that to help them get out there. And, Bella's talking about how difficult it was. She said once, she was going out, she realized how bad it was even for her. You know, she's obviously a strong swimmer, and I think that cooler, them bringing out that cooler lid was pretty
smart move,
exactly. To help them get those girls back in. And now they've been awarded bravery medals by the Governor General of Australia, which, you know, they well deserve, because they definitely put, you know, like, you think about people going out to rescue people when they're drowning, you're at risk of drowning yourself. And these girls, you know, at that time were only 18 years old, and it's just amazing that they were able to get those girls in. You know, if you've ever tried to pull somebody in, even like just kind of playing around, it's not easy. It's not easy even in calm waters when nobody's
Well, especially when somebody is drowning, they have supernatural strength because they're in a panic. This is why, and we've talked about this before, why lifeguards, and I grew up on the coast, in the West Coast in California, and watching lifeguards, and you go, hey, you know, guy out there is drowning. He goes, yeah, it's fine. You know, and he's just sitting down waiting. And what they do routinely, they're trained to kind of let them get the fight out of them so that when they go to rescue them, they can control them easier. Because it's difficult when they're in the midst of, you know, the panic and they go into survival mode. They don't realize. I mean, people don't, you know, instinctively, you don't realize that, hey, look it, but they've got to get the fight out of them. Now, lifeguards, they know that, because there's been many times when people have gone in and, like you said, they go to save somebody drowning and then they end up both drowning because they can't control the person who's in a sheer panic.
Right. You know, and like
it's
you said,
a tough deal.
It's their instincts. It's not like anybody meaning to do any harm. They're just scrambling for life and grabbing onto what's close to them. So,
without a doubt.
Very dangerous.
Exactly.
But those girls got them. You know, they brought them back in and they worked as a team. And I'm just, you know, you're always happy to hear those stories. And then it makes you think, please don't go out that deep in the water, you know. Like the ocean can just be a very dangerous place. And even strong swimmers can get caught in that riptide.
Well, sometimes, especially if you're in an area that you're unfamiliar with, and that happens quite often. People go on vacation, they're not familiar, it's the water out there, and the next thing you know, you got an undertow or some current that takes them away. I can speak from personal experience. I've done that myself, and it was, you know, like you said, so seemingly innocent, and next thing you know, you're in trouble, and for me, even after everything was all said and done, Sam, I didn't even realize how much trouble I was in. But that's how bad it, and how subtle it can be at the same time. Now, this next story you've got here, this is interesting, boy. I'll tell you, this proves again, love never dies. You've got some teens wanting to get married, and the parents say, ain't going to happen. But 60 years later, they get together and they get married.
That's right. So Lynn Albritton, he's now 79, and Jeanette Steer, she's now 78. They were originally, they first met in 1963 when they were training as nurses at St. Mary's Hospital on the Isle of Wight.
Yeah.
And so, you know, they decide we're going to get married. They're both 18 at the time. And actually the age of consent at that time was 21 years old. And so her parents put a stop to it. I'm sorry. Lynn went back to Australia, you know, and he's preparing for Jeanette to come, and she writes him and explains that she's not going to be able to marry him. Well, they go their separate ways, and Lynn's married for 52 years to someone else, and when he gets a divorce, he thinks, you know what, I know this is crazy. I'm going to go back to the Isle of Wight, and I'm going to try to find Jeanette. And I guess she actually sees him. He's kind of out there. He found her. He said it wasn't easy to find her, but he finds her garden, he finds her house and standing outside her garden when she sees him again. And she said, excuse me, can I help you? Like, who are you? And when he says, it's Lynn, you know, she said it kind of took her breath away. Well, at that time, Jeanette's still married. And, you know, so that nothing ever happens. And unfortunately, her husband passed away of cancer about 2 years after that. And she remembered that Lynn had sent her a Christmas card, so she had his contact information, and she decides to reach out to him. And one thing leads to another. He gets down on his knee, and they end up getting married with their children, their grandchildren, and their great-grandchildren. All.
Oh, what a story. 60 years later, huh? And that was going to be my first question. Yes, that, you know, would she, you know, not get married, but she did, and sadly loses her husband, and
that's right.
And then they were able to reconnect. Wow, what a story.
Wow, he just loved that he, like, loved her all those years, and, you know, he never let that go away, and I'm just, it's just such a cool, so 60 years, that might be a world record.
I think so. I'm not heard of anyone that long. That's a great story. This next one is about a Girl Scout that builds a custom kiosk and drive through to sell cookies. I love this. I love the ingenuity of Girl Scouts, right?
I do too. Yeah, so Kayla, she's 17 years old, and she had worked on this for about 3 years. And if you see the cookie stand, it's such a great idea. I was like, I bet she sold a ton of cookies, and she did. She actually ended up selling about 5,000 boxes of cookies.
Wow!
But she is something that her mom and her siblings helped her with, and you know, it's like a big purple booth with bright colored letters. It's called the cookie booth, and people just
I know. I love this. This is great. It's beautiful, and they built this thing up. No wonder. It could attract people. Oh, my goodness.
Like, you know, much more likely I would be to get cookies if I could just, like, Girl Scout cookies, if I could just, like, pop in and go to the drive-thru, get a few boxes, and head out. I think that's such a good idea.
Yeah, thank God they're not that accessible for me. I'm the same way. I it's hard for me to say no. You know, but, what an ingenious idea. I mean, this is... You know, again, you know, when you hear stories like this from young people, you just say, what 20 years from now, what are they going to be like? I mean, these are these next inventors, big, you know, very successful business people, you know, that come up with these kind of ideas, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I was wondering, what's she going to do in the future? Because she was, you know, she's talking about her ideas, like she was thinking of it like a coffee booth. And I'm like, honestly, you should use this when you're applying to college or any job that you're applying to. You should show your cookie booth and the ingenuity it took. It's such a good idea.
Without a doubt. 40 seconds left here, Sam. Last one. Colorado man, 91, becomes the oldest to cross the Grand Canyon following a 5-day hike, huh?
That's right. So, you know, he prepared for walking 5 to 8 miles, you know, 5 days a week. And it's really an amazing thing. His name is John Jakima. And he hiked the Grand Canyon. He's hiked it about 6 times, 2 on his own and 4 in a group. And he said he was never able to set a record. It just kind of ended up happening. And Guinness Book ended up contacting him and recognizing him. And, you know, he's in better shape than I would say most people in their 30s
That's
to be
great.
Doing that.
Now you know why she's the good news girl.
Thank you,
Sam.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.